episode 33 with Frank Furness, specialist in sales, technology, social media, and call center.
Welcome to EntrepreneurCast. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Frank, and welcome to EntrepreneurCast. It's such a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great being with you. And while you're in a cold London, I'm sitting in sunny Orlando. Beautiful. You can see I've got my Hawaiian shirt on.
I wish I flew in to do an interview with you there in person.
It would have been great.
So, Frank, before we get into the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
I love doing a lot of things. I like taking a lot of time off. I love traveling. I love having vacation time. And I love sport. So I do a lot of sport. Every day I do some kind of sport, either playing tennis or go to the gym. As soon as we finished, I got my golf bag packed. So I'm going to go and hit a few golf balls. So I love sport. I love cycling as well. And the traveling. I was in Los Angeles last week. I've been to about 58 countries where I've spoken. So travel is a huge passion and just enjoying life.
And what about your business? What is it that you do and what inspired you to start in it?
I used to be pretty good at sales. I was amongst the top 0.5% of salespeople in the world. And somebody asked me to come and speak at a conference and tell them what I did. And that was a long time ago, 1993, I think it was. And since then, I've been speaking. So I speak all over the world on sales. Then it moved on to technology. I do a lot on sales and social media. And just lately, I'm speaking on culture change because I work with so many great companies around the world and they have incredible cultures and I share the stories of what they do there. The second part of my business is I'm also an author. I've written 2 books and I've produced 27 different products that I have on my website. My big thing at the moment is my online. I'm busy putting together an online course on how to use social media. That's going to be ready to launch in about a week. 165 videos. I've got a second course on sales with 65 videos. And then my plan for this year is to have about another 10 online courses on all different kinds of subjects.
So you must be pretty busy.
I'm as busy as I want to be. I don't work too hard. I take lots of time off. So I mix the pleasure time with the fun time. So last week I was pretty busy flying all over the US doing presentations. This week I'm working from my home in Orlando and I don't get up too early and at night I watch a few movies and always during the day I'll be playing a bit of sport. So I try and balance the work-life balance.
So I was about to ask you, what does your typical day look like? But I guess you don't have a typical day. They're all so different.
My typical days are very, very different. Like when I'm here in Orlando or in London, and I'm not presenting, a typical day would be, I like to get up at about 8 in the morning, have a cup of coffee, this is Orlando, have some breakfast and then either go to gym or come into the office and work from here producing products. Lunchtime, I'll take a bit of time off, might go back to the gym, hit a few golf balls. In the evenings, go meet some friends. When I'm in the UK, I try and do it a little bit differently. I'm trying to get up at about 6:30 in the morning, be at the gym, and then come back and start my working day. And when I'm in the UK as well, just about every night I'm playing tennis.
So you're very active. That's good.
Yeah, I love it. I love sport. I love being active. And it's just if I'm sitting writing or working on the computer the whole day, I need to just clear my brain. I'm also a musician. So whenever I need a break, you can see in the corner over there is my guitar. So I'll go and I'll sit and I'll play my guitar if I need anything. And in London, I have a guitar, a bass, a saxophone, and a set of drums in my music room.
Oh, wow. That's one thing I didn't know about you.
I used to be a professional drummer for 6 years. That's what I did. I was a drummer in a rock band.
Wow. Oh, my God. Next time you come to London, we should meet. You should play, and I will sing with you.
Ah, absolutely. Yeah, I love playing. I've got, as soon as we come back to the UK now, there's a couple of ex-professional musicians, and we get together every quarter and we just jam. It's brilliant.
So, Frank, obviously you've been in business for quite a while, and every entrepreneur joining the world of business goes through a lot of challenges. What would you say was your greatest challenge, and how did you manage to overcome it?
I think the biggest challenge was when I went into speaking was marketing myself, because nobody knew me, nobody had ever heard of me. There was a lot of competition out there. And I'd say for most people now, marketing is the biggest challenge. I worked with two companies in Los Angeles last week. One is a law firm, great law firm, fantastic, but it's like the world's best kept secret. Their social media was pretty low, so I'm working with them on a consultancy basis. And then I worked with another big firm in Los Angeles, incredible, huge firm, almost with no social media. So for me, what I see with a lot of companies, the biggest challenge for a lot of companies that I work with is just they're not up to date with social media, and their marketing. And marketing has changed totally from when I started marketing. It was picking up the phone and cold calling. You can't do that anymore. It went on to email marketing. People now delete their messages. And it's now moving on to Facebook advertising, LinkedIn advertising, and all of the other modern methods that we've all got available to us.
So, what's your favorite one, you would say?
Oh, YouTube, absolutely. Got 700 videos on YouTube.
Wow, that's a lot of videos.
Yeah, I love videos. It's my biggest thing that I speak about when I go out there, because even here in Orlando, my garage, I've converted into a green screen studio. Got two big cameras, the lights, and the most I've done is I've made 52 videos in one day.
Oh my God.
The preparation time was 1 week. The videos are actually short. The videos are only about 2 minutes each, but the preparation, and as you know, the editing time is huge afterwards.
So, what would you say was your greatest success during your business journey?
I think my biggest success was breaking into the international market, because I'd always wanted to speak overseas. And in my first year that I started, I managed to speak in about two or three countries. Now I've spoken, I think it's up to 58 countries I've spoken in. I'm trying to get it up to 60, but it's really difficult because I keep going back to the same countries all the time. So I think that's my biggest achievement, is being able to see the rest of the world. And maybe at someone else's expense, but also giving back to society. Well, I love it. I stay in the best hotels. I go to the most beautiful places. I was in Hollywood last week. I was in Dallas just recently. So that's what I love. I think that's my biggest success, is being able to do what I love doing, and be paid for it.
Sounds like you live in a dream, but the dream of the person who is not afraid of public speaking.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I love speaking. So it's that whole combination of going, meeting people, being in front of an audience, and also just being in new countries, meeting great new people, having great food. It's really a dream lifestyle for me.
So, how did you break through into international market?
When I started out speaking, I was doing some speaking in London. And I asked the CEO of one company if they had any international offices, and he said they did. So I asked him to refer me to them, which he did. And then once I got to those countries, I started looking up all of the conference organizers. I started to have about five meetings a day, meeting people, breaking into that country, from there getting referred into the next country. So it's really selling. It's all about marketing and selling. That's how I got around. Even today, just before our call, I've been marketing people, I've been sending emails, so I'm constantly marketing as well.
Just for fun, I like asking this question because I think it's really fun how everybody has different ways of thinking. So, where would you say you come up with all your best ideas?
The weird thing is sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I've got an idea and I write that down. Also, traveling on the plane, often I come up with some great ideas there, and they sort of spring up all over the time. But I think those are the two places where they come up most of the time. 4 o'clock in the morning, I just wake up from a dream. Okay, there's a good idea. I must remember that I must do that tomorrow.
Frank, would you say you have any people who inspire you? Because, you know, a lot of people have obviously personal heroes. Do you?
Yeah, I've always loved Winston Churchill because I think he was cheeky. He was a little bit different and he was a master at speaking. Everything was so well prepared. When it comes to sport and ambition, I've always followed Arnold Schwarzenegger. Started out in bodybuilding. I used to do bodybuilding. He then went to movies, then went into politics, and he's been great there. And then I have a sort of lot of different online heroes in different topics. So there's a lady called Mari Smith that I follow, and she's one of the world's top people on how to use Facebook for business. I actually met her in San Diego. I did an interview with her, which is on my YouTube channel. There's a guy called Mike Stewart on YouTube, a guy called James Wedmore. So also speaking around the world, I bump into incredible speakers and I interview them like you're interviewing me now. So I do have a few heroes, but mainly they're in niche topics that I'm really interested in and I can learn from them.
We always like to obviously provide as much value as possible to the listener and try to help them with their business journey. What would be your top tips and strategies for the listener today to help them in whatever they're trying to achieve?
Well, the biggest thing is to get onto the first page of Google. So I have a webinar on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/sales tips. And that's all about how to get onto the first page. The second tip is you've got to get into video. You must get a YouTube channel. So what I do once a week, I have one article and one video that I promote with Google Plus, and that ensures that I'm always on the first page of Google. Wherever you're watching or listening now, just type in a Google search for sales and technology speaker, and that shows you how I dominate the first page. So it's all about how to use social media. I would say to all of the listeners, use social media to get onto the first page. And the third tip is to constantly be marketing. That's what I do all the time. In fact, again, if you go to my YouTube channel, there's 700 videos with tons of video tips on marketing, social media. Just before our call today, I made a quick little video for one of my clients that I put up there on how to optimize your pictures and rename them to get found by Google. I'm also bringing out my online course that will be out hopefully in February. I had everything ready and then LinkedIn went and changed everything that they did. So I've got to redo all of those videos as soon as I get back next week. But that should be up soon. If anyone's got any inquiries about it, just drop me a line, frank@frankfurness.com.
Frank, you just mentioned there Google Ads. I had someone telling me, now I don't know, I'm not great at social media and ads. Somebody said that Facebook ads are more effective than Google ads. Is that your experience or is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I dominate the first page of Google without paying anything for it. So I don't do Google AdWords. I used to do that, but it's pretty expensive. But the best advertising in the world right now is to do Facebook advertising. And second after that, if you're in a B2B business, is to use LinkedIn advertising.
Thank you for that. And would you say, did you discover any particular resources that you found really useful for running business or being productive?
Yeah, I read a lot of books, so I have a lot of resources and I sign up for a lot of newsletters. So again, in each of my niches, like Mari Smith, I sign up every Friday, I get a Facebook newsletter. James Wedmore, I get his one on video. So I have about 10 people that I follow where I keep right up to date with all of the news. And then I buy about 4 business books a month. So I'm always reading new business books, but mainly focused around sales and internet marketing and social media. But now my new passion is culture. So I've been reading a lot of books on culture, looking at some incredible companies like Southwest Airlines in the US, the Royal Meridian Hotel that I work with in Dubai. I wrote about the lady in my book there. She's incredible. So for me, also a lot of the time, it's actually the practical things. The companies I work with see what they're doing, and I learn a lot from those CEOs.
So talking about books, you know, a lot of people say that at some point in life, they came across a book that absolutely turned their life around or changed their life. Did you have such an experience, and what was that book for you?
There's many, many books that I've read. One that I really enjoyed was The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, and that's all about just really your whole philosophy on life. There's a number of other books, but they, again, they're all related mainly to sales or social media. But The Prophet is a great book. I recommend everybody to read that. And I try and mix the books. I have about four non-fiction books that I read every month. I love it. Every night I go to bed, I read for about an hour. And that's just non-fiction fun books. And my best one I've discovered later is Victor the Assassin, which I'm just enjoying. There's six books in the series. And it's just brilliant. And I love people like Lee Child, James Patterson. So I mix the business with the pleasurable books.
Tell us a little bit more about your own books, because obviously you're a writer.
So my main book that was a bestseller is called Walking with Tigers, Success Secrets of the World's Top Business Leaders. And I wrote to 500 of the world's top salespeople. I asked them what made them so good. And I combined that with many of the business owners I met. And that goes into the book Walking with Tigers. You can buy it on Amazon. And the second book I wrote was one mainly on sales, which you can buy on lulu.com. It's called How to Find New Business and Clients. So it's all about prospecting and finding new business. I'm busy writing 2 to 3 books at the moment. One of them is on culture. One is on the 3 different sales forces that every company had. And the other one I'm writing together with a lady called Sue Kelly in Australia. And that's all about getting through to decision makers. How do you get to the final decision maker? How do you get them to listen to you? And how do you get them to make decisions?
Wow, I have no idea how you find in all the time to travel the world, read, write, play sports. You absolutely do everything. That is incredible.
and you just fit it into your time. You know, it's just in a normal day. Like when I'm on a plane, I like to watch a few movies. I can get a bit of work done over there. I can write. I normally would be writing or working until the laptop dies. That's about 2.5 hours. Then watch a couple of movies and have a sleep. So that's fairly good working time for me as well while I'm flying.
So Frank, you obviously achieved quite a lot, and we already heard about you writing books. But other than that, what is next for you? What's your next big goal or aim? And if there is anyone today in the audience who could help you in any way to get there, who would it be?
My next big goal is I have properties in London, Spain, and Orlando, so I travel between the three, and my next big goal is between those to create a lot more online learning content. As I say, the two will be coming out next month on the sales and social media. I want to do another 10, and the challenge I have with that is, like, I do a lot of work in the health and fitness industry, but I don't know a lot of people, so I'm doing what I call affiliate marketing. So I have influencers that have got big followers that will sell my programs, and they'll earn 50% of the income for that. So in the health and fitness, I've got 2 or 3 big associations that will be selling my programs for me. They've already got thousands of people they can market it to. Now, what I'm looking for is anyone that has huge business followings, mainly CEOs or marketing people. And if they would like to be affiliates for my programs, again, they can just drop me an email. And so I've spent all of the time putting it together. All they have to really do is send a few emails to the people saying, here's a great program, here's a link. They have their affiliate link. The people buy it, and they earn half from there. I used to do that before with a lot of people before I had my own products, was where I sold other people's products, and I made some money. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. That's a big challenge for me, and that's how some of the listeners can help me as well.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing We are coming to a wrapping up session, but before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to share or advise on?
Well, again, I would say to all of the listeners, just follow me. Take a look at my website. There's some great stuff on there, frankfurness.com, www.frankfurness.com. I've got about 60 video testimonials. Take a look at the video testimonials. It will also give you an idea on how you should put a video testimonial together, because there's a certain way of putting a video testimonial together. Also, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, because at least every day I put at least 3 posts up there that are either videos, helpful or inspirational. So that's the way I'm trying to share. I've set up posts for the next 90 days already. And on top of that, I'm always adding in new posts, like the video I just made today. So I would say just keep following me. I'm always putting out stuff. And if I meet anyone great, I'll share that with you as well.
Thank you so very much for finding time, especially with the time difference as well. It's really a great pleasure to have you on the show, and I look forward to catching up in London.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much for having me. Now I'm going to go and have a quick change and onto the golf course to go and relax a bit. So thank you so much, Svetlana.